This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I really do. I don't know it all. I know some of you think I do, and I appreciate that, but it ain't the truth. Otherwise, I wouldn't use words like ain't. It ain't the truth. And I always appreciate input. So if you want to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I like to say this is a community radio show in the sense that, you know, we're all part of the big community, if you would. And if you've got a person you want me to bring on, or a reason, a subject, or whatever, then send me that information. Send it to me in an email. And as I tell you, because I get so many emails, if you're a listener and you want me to consider somebody, put a capital TRS in the subject line so I know you're a listener and not somebody's trying to solicit me themselves because they've written a book. Or, you know, if you're listening to the show and you've seen pictures of me, you know, I'm not into the self-help books. I'm not going to bring on self-help people, eating healthy. We're all adults. You got a problem with your diet? You got a problem with your lifestyle? There's 1,000 other shows out there that can help you with that. There's books. There's that interweb thing that you can go to and get help with that. We, on this show, I like to deal mostly with social issues, social, what they call social justice issues, because I think some of them are extremely asinine, and what some of our parents, some of you parents and grandparents have done to your children, done to your grandchildren. And listen, I understand early on, ultimately, you know, we want our kids to get along. We don't want our kids to fight. We don't want our kids to be, you know, nasty and mean and bullyish, right? I taught my kids not to bully. Here's the problem. You change the line. You know, then bullying has become to the point where if I say something to you, I mean, we did a whole show around terms that are considered bullying at schools across the country. They were laughable. You know, I've talked to some behavioral experts. We had one on the show a couple of weeks ago. And, like, you know what? There's almost anything a child could say to another one that's considered negative could be considered bullying. Well, what is bullying? Maybe we need to come up with that. Just like the hate speech thing. What is hate speech? Because it's different. Listen, it's majorly different between liberals and conservatives. And even from within, it's different. Even at the liberal side, even from within, it's different. You know, and again, even within our own conservative party, we shoot ourselves. It's like a firing squad standing in a circle, and they're all faced inward. You guys argue with each other for the dumbest things. Find the stuff you can get together on, go out there, and make it happen. Stop fighting with each other and take that energy and take it somewhere else. Now, look, if you got a conservative that's doing something blatantly stupid, then you say something. But you don't waste a whole bunch of energy in fighting with them. I'm sure there are liberals you can fight with. And when I say, look, just for clarity on this show, I'm not talking about the moderate Democrat, the moderate Republican, because we have whacktoids on the far right, too. And they have whacktoids on the far left. They, you know, those are the people neither one of us want to deal with, honestly. The ones on the far left seems to get the most most camera time, and the same thing with the ones on the far right. But there's many of us in, that are considered, quote-unquote, moderates, right, that we can get along with each other, and we can make something happen. I am tired of the stalemate. I am tired of the people on the far right going, there's no such thing as compromise. Well, guess what? Yes, there is. Even amongst ourselves, we compromise for sure. Are you married guys out there, okay? The ones that are on the far right, and you're screaming, there's no such thing as compromise? How do you do that with your wife? Do you look at your wife and go, I'm the man, there's no compromise, and this is the way it's going to be? Really? I guarantee if that's the way you act, you've got a flat spot on one side of your head. Right? We compromise every day for good things, to get things done right. As a trustee on the school board, there's some things let's be clear here. Write this down in big black ink. I never compromise on my principles. That I never do. But I do compromise on issues that don't mean much, that aren't a big deal to get other things that I need to get done. Okay? I mean, you have to be smart. You have to think these things through. And again, as Horowitz said, I love using him in his name because it's what I've been screaming for a long time. And maybe he has too, and I just wasn't paying attention. Some of you guys love him. Maybe he's been doing this for a long time. I don't know. But early on in the show, I used to jokingly say, as long as we keep fighting by the Marcus of Queensbury rules and they're using guerrilla warfare, we're done. We will never win. You conservatives, you need to get some lessons in street fighting. That's what you need. That's the problem. You don't really get it. You're worried about how they're going to feel, or you're worried about how you're going to come across, or the name you're going to... Don't worry about it. Do not worry about them hating you, because they already hate you. You have conservative values. You have absolutes. My God, if you have absolutes, you're already hated. They have no tolerance because you're intolerant. If you have an absolute, you're intolerant. If you absolutely believe that there's such thing as male and female, you are intolerant. If you believe that there's fat and thin, you are intolerant. I mean, come on. We've done stories like this. And again, like I said, it is true. I said it in the first hour. Where is mainstream media when they couldn't do the narrative on this Colorado shootings, when they couldn't use a narrative that these were white nationalists that did what Trump wanted them to do, and they found out that, first of all, one of them was transgender, okay, that they hated conservatives, that they hated Donald Trump, this thing died. Joe Mancini, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far, we'll be up in a few minutes. Heat up your coffee, come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. Almost sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks, doesn't it? For you older folks. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged, being part of, and more than you know. Anyhow, let's move on, shall we? I mean, seriously, this is just... There's so much going on, and as I was explaining to somebody earlier, we need to hone in on some of these social, quote unquote, social justice stories. Because look, the political stories are gonna play out the way they play out. We are not going to have as much influence over whether Comey goes to jail or not. I'm not saying you ignore it. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I mean by this. But you can, you know, there's 2,500 other commentators that have something to say about it. I touch on it and move on. You know, you want in-depth detail of breaking news on a regular basis, you got Hannity 4 hours a day. One on TV, three on the radio. And he's got a staff of 22 that can dig deep. But who's actually turning up the social justice stories? Who's showing you what's going on? I hate to say it. It's me. I don't hate to say it. I'm one of the few guys, you know, I had a woman once say to me, you know what I love about you? Is you're not afraid of any topic. And you know what? I'm not. I don't care what it is. Because we're all involved in it, right? I mean, whether it's abortion or same-sex marriage, I mean, if you are a quote-unquote traditional family, straight white family, this stuff affects you. I mean, you're considered the outcast for some reason. I don't know how that happened. But this stuff affects you. So we need to speak up, talk to, work with, or else you're part of the... Look, I know some of you get mad at me when I do this, but you are part of the problem. If you're sitting on your couch or in your car and you're yelling at the radio, you're yelling at what I'm saying, amen, you're, you know, amening Joe Messina right now, why aren't you out doing something? Not that you don't, because if you're already somebody who does that, then God bless you, thank you. But if you're not, you say, I don't know what to do, yes you do. Yes you do. Here's what you do. Find out what your passion is. Is it education? Is it the way your city runs? I mean, whatever it is, find out what your passion is. And then pursue it. If it's education at the grammar school level or elementary school level, then find out where your local school board meets. Find out what's going on, where the schools are, what's happening, what they're teaching those kids, and get engaged and get involved. What I tell people as a school board member, and it sounds kind of cold, but it's a true statement. When you get up there and you're yelling and you're screaming and you're emotional with us, you're just another emotional person. Somehow we hurt your child. But when you get up there and you lay out a case succinctly and you have proof, and you have facts, not in a cold way. You can have emotion, you know, passion, love your child, I get it. We can't get through all the crying. But we can act on fact. We can act on real things that happen. And don't come up alone. Bring some of your friends. I'm sure you have other people in your group. Something will happen. You will get movement. And you know what? You don't give up till you do get movement. Even if you're one person or two people, don't give up. And one of my favorite pictures, I may get it and put it on the wall behind me. One of my favorite pictures is the, I don't know if it's a seagull, that's what it looks like. And he's swallowing a frog. And the frog is halfway in his mouth, but the frog's got his hand around the throat of the seagull. And at the bottom it says, never give up. And anytime I get a tight spot, other than looking towards God, that picture is in my mind of squeezing that neck and going, no, buddy. I'm not going down without a fight. You ain't going to have it that easy. And that's the way we need to be. We need to stop worrying about whose feelings we hurt and who we might put out or who might feel put out by what we're going to say. And you don't do it a mean and cold way, but you say it. That's the way to do it. Adam Schiff considers fining Trump officials held in contempt 25,000 simoleons a day. And I'm not talking about the people. You know what I mean? Right? I mean, 25 grand. And you know what? It's not even... It's an outdated law / outdated rule that no one's used forever. But he's going to dig it back up because they got nothing. They keep coming up with nothing. They got nothing. They've realized that the way to hurt people is financially, and maybe you can get them to back down or say things that they normally wouldn't say or do. But Schiff now says that they're considering an inherent contempt power that Congress has, which would allow Congress to enforce subpoenas through coercive measures like fines. Right? He actually says, much as I like the visual part of throwing people in jail, I think it's far more practical to consider levying individual fines of the person. You know, here's the problem. Where was he when Holder was held in contempt of Congress? Why didn't he dig this up then? See, when you look at these things side by side, issue by issue, then you see how partisan this really is, and they can't get away with it, and they hate it. They won't even respond to it, actually. Most of my Democrat friends, when I really push them on these things, they ask me why I'm going to the past. I go, because if you accepted it in the past, then you should accept it now. If it was okay for Holder to do, then it should be okay for Barr to do. If it's okay for Obama to do, then it's okay for the Trump to do. I'd like you to call. If you disagree with that, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or call 855-732-5563. Right? I mean, you fine somebody $25,000 a day until they comply. You know what? You realize that if Trump really wanted to be a jackwagon, he could tell them all, no problem, I'll pay the fine. And until the day he leaves office in 6 years, he could pay that fine without a problem. That's what I would just look at him and go, you know, go to Schiff, hey, no problem. And then after you're done with all this, I'll just pardon them all. We'll get the money back and no big whoop. You keep scratching. I mean, you keep shoveling sand against the tide. Let's see how that works out for you. If these guys would put as much energy into the border issue and taking care of, you know, there was a video the other night. I know I'm totally off what I'm talking about here, but you know how this works. I watched a video the other night of thousands of people sleeping in the streets, Americans sleeping in the streets of our big cities, L.A., Chicago, and so forth. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, let's get rid of all the mental health stuff and why they're really there and whether they do. You know, can we get past that for a second? How about we take care of our own first? The heck with those people coming over the border. They're coming from countries where they're having trouble. We have people here in trouble. We have tens of thousands of people along the Appalachian Trail that are living in shanties, they're living in sheds, they have no clothes, they have nothing. We can help them out. We've got hundreds of people in the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles and Chicago. We can help them out. Why don't we build shelters for them instead of finding shelters and building shelters for people that are here illegally? Help me understand this. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
hours after the Trump administration hiked tariffs on $20 billion worth of Chinese imports. Talks between the U.S. and China broke up Friday. Trump took to Twitter to say there's no need to rush to get a deal. He tweeted that the tariffs may or may not be removed depending on what happens to future negotiations. Within a day of the release of the Mueller report last month, President Trump sought to have former White House counsel Don McCann declare he didn't consider the president's 2017 directive that he seek Robert Mueller's dismissal to be obstruction of justice, but McGahn rebuffed the request. That, according to the Wall Street Journal and CNN, quoting people familiar with the matter, Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, who was on the House Intelligence Committee, says it's up to the president to tell the truth and back it up with evidence.
If we allow the president not to comply with these basic requests for materials, then he will do the same thing with regard to those other issues which are as crucial as these.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back with Charlie. Come on, you don't think any more Americana than Charlie, right? Charlie Daniels. I mean, whether you like country music or not, he's got some great stuff. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Thank you. Some of you did the math on my last comment. That was great. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Find us up at therealside.com. You get stories about, you get all the information you want about the stations, the times, and, you know, where we're played. If you're in an area where they don't carry the show and you'd like them to carry the show, call the station manager. Say, why aren't you carrying this show? It's so great. And if you don't get the response you're looking for, call me. Send me an email, okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the Democrats, Schiff in particular, he's now talking about fining $25,000 a day for anybody in, not so much in contempt of Congress, but ignoring subpoenas. Because he doesn't like the fact that they have no power. That's really what it boils down to, right? And I want you to think of his comment on live television. He wants to fine Trump officials held in contempt. No others. You know? I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. Where was he with this holier-than-thou attitude when Obama was president? I mean, think it through. Now, the House Democrats don't have much power to enforce their subpoenas if the Trump administration continues its strategy of stonewalling, that's their words, not mine, congressional oversight. Schiff noted that the White House has already been successful in drawing out the timeline and that the House leadership will have to consider extraordinary measures. Why do you consider these under Obama? I keep asking the question because I'm not a very intelligent person, so it takes me a while to work these things through. Why do you think he didn't do the same thing with Holder or suggest the same thing with Holder or any one of those Obama officials? I don't know. Just trying to figure it out. Schiff also said that he believes the Democrats will obtain Trump's tax returns this year, though it may take months to litigate the courts. The legislation is abundantly clear. You ever notice how it's always abundantly clear on their side? When Schiff and Nadler and a few others on that side, it's always clear that the Constitution works against conservatives, but works in favor of the liberals. I mean, according to them, that's when they can find the Constitution. I always find that just extremely amazing. See, some people think that all I do, I beat on both sides. If you listen, I do beat on both sides. But lately, it's like the Dems have gone out of their minds. There's only one thing that matters. Only one. The wall doesn't matter. What's going on at our borders doesn't matter. What's going on with the people sleeping in the streets doesn't matter. Our VA, you know, our veterans who need help, no, that doesn't matter either. Okay? I mean, they're working harder for the illegals than they are for anybody else. None of that stuff seems to, I mean, none of the real stuff seems to matter to them. Only hanging Trump. Only getting him in jail. I mean, do you guys understand how sick physically, when you as an individual human being have this kind of hatred towards one other human being, do you understand how physically detrimental that is to you? And then eventually how mentally detrimental that is? It really does cause problems. So if you think about it, look at the wide scale this is on. And nobody seems to care. You know, the group that's so against hate speech, so against what conservatives say about certain groups, didn't even specifically in any way, shape, manner, or form call out Representative Omar for being anti-Semitic. She wouldn't even respond to a reporter that was simply asking the question, are you anti-Semitic? How hard would it have been just to say, no, I'm not an anti-Semite. Jews have a right to exist. They have a right to have their own country. They have a right to A, B, C, and D. I just think they have more power than they should have. That would have been a comment you could work with, now, couldn't it? That would have been a comment you could at least you could have worked through it. But no, they couldn't even do that. Wouldn't even do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, anybody, are you not in agreement with me? It never ceases to amaze. Okay, it's Friday. I love to do some godly stories on Friday. End up the week on a nice note, but then I sound like one of those squishies, don't I? So here's something. I think there was a minor earthquake in Sacramento last week. And I say that because a bunch of Christian students descended on the California Capitol to declare God's name. Now, here's what always bothers me, too. And, you know, if you've listened to the show for any period of time, I don't beat on any particular religious belief. I really don't. I don't agree with some. I think they're wrong. But, you know, that's between them and their God or what have you. Not me, their God, and 15 other people. West Coast Baptist College Choir filmed a great moving musical video on the grounds of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. Right? Nothing ever will overcome the Lord our God. Now, the students sang that as they raised their voices to God. The song is quite fitting, considering the attacks on religious liberty and freedom in the Golden State. And it's so true. You guys, first of all, let me be clear about this. When I talk about religious persecution, I'm not talking about what they're putting up with overseas. We don't have people being beheaded here in the name of Christianity or what have you, or Islam or anything like that. I mean, yes, we've had a few. But my point is, there's not the mass beheadings. People aren't being drug out of their homes in the middle of the night and lined up and beheaded, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 people like they are in some villages overseas. That's not happening. When we overblow these issues, then we're discounted. If you tell the truth, you stay with the story, they can't discount it. They can't come back at you. But we are persecuted here. And we are persecuted in ways that we never thought we would before. I mean, when you think about it, the initial Continental Congress and Congress as a whole were allocating dollars to print Bibles to teach in school. Hello? And now, you can't read anything from the Bible in school, except in certain areas at certain times. Our founding fathers are scratching their head, looking at God going, what happened? So, and whether you're religious or not, see, there's a difference between the right and the left. I would love for you all to know Jesus the way I do. But if you don't, I don't beat it into you. I don't call you stupid. I don't make fun of you. You want to celebrate your atheism or whatever it is that you follow, whatever it is that you believe in, well, good for you. That's why we lived in this country. That's why we stay here. Well, for now. But California is not going that way. California is going in the way. Matter of fact, California is doing exactly what was happening in Europe when our people left Europe to come here. They're going to make it almost impossible for you to practice any religious belief here. They won't say that. They won't admit to it. But look at what they're doing. Now it's encouraging and it's comforting to see and to know that young Christian people are willing to live out their faith. Now, here's my problem. When they get to college, even Christian colleges, this bothers me to no end. A lot of them lose their faith. Many of them do. They don't know what to believe anymore. They don't know what's true and what's not real. What's true and what's false. So you parents that claim to be Christians, you claim to be believers, teach your kids it's okay. It's okay to feel bad. You're going to feel bad. Jesus said they were going to hate us because we loved him. Now either he's a liar or we've got no spine, one of the two. So if you feel bad, don't worry about it. Pray for that person. I used to have a guy who would chase me down in parking lots and make fun of me for believing in God. Right? I mean, my car wouldn't start. He's like, where's your God now? I say, well, it had nothing to do with God. It has to do with the fact that I didn't buy gas, which has nothing to do with God because the money's in my pocket. I was just being stupid. I'll finish the story inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. We're almost there. We're in the home stretch. We'll be back in a minute.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, come inside, let me
be
jiving well.
You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us, with me, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. You help move the show along, and I mean that sincerely. So I do appreciate the time that you're, spending with us, seriously. So, Louis Farrakhan's at it again. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. See, that's not a true statement. He's never stopped. I mean, his anti-Semitism he is the poster child for anti-Semitism, I guess next to Hitler, but I got to be careful with that because now they're going to say that. No, I'm saying he's in line with Hitler when it comes to anti-Semitism. Couldn't hate the Jews any more than Hitler. Farrakhan doesn't seem to have any love for them whatsoever. Right? And somebody said, so let's get something clear here. I shouldn't have to do this disclaimer. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, I grew up in a Catholic church. I didn't leave the Catholic church because somebody molested me, touched me wrong, or whatever. All right? I have nothing but great things to say about my experience in the Catholic church and the people that, that loved me and took care of me. I had nuns. I had friends. I had St. Anthony's nuns and Franciscan priests. Both a tough group of people to deal with, let me tell you. But that's what I needed. All right? Anyway, loved my Catholic upbringing. So to lump them all together now when we have some of the issues that we're having is wrong. The head of their church right now, I am not aligned with. And I think if you're honest and you understand how it works, that you cannot say the Pope is infallible. There's no way you can do it. Because he's a man. He bleeds like you and I do. But that's a story/sermon for another day. So people are up in arms about the fact that Louis Farrakhan was at a Catholic church putting Jews down. Now, how you do that in a Catholic church, I don't know, or any church for that matter, because what did God tell us about taking care of the Jews? What did he tell us about honoring Israel? What did he tell us that he would do to a nation who didn't honor Israel? So if you're a Christian of any kind, or Catholic of any kind, and you're not honoring Israel, I would have to say you either don't know what the Bible says, you're ignorant, or defiance of God, period. But the church that he was at, do you remember this Father Michael Flager, or Fledger, or whatever his name is? Pastor of St. Sabina's Roman Catholic Church in Chicago. He's been, you know, he is that hardcore, radical left-wing priest. I'm sorry, but he is a nut job. Right? I mean, he was right in line with, you know, what Obama wanted to do. And who was the pastor that Obama was under? I can't remember the guy's name. Jeremiah, right, there you go. You mean Jeremiah wrong is what you mean. So he's right in line with him. They're all on the same page with this stuff. Why? The Catholic Church hasn't removed him, defrocked him, whatever it's called. I don't know. Okay, I mean, just don't know. I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. But let's get back to Farrakhan, right? So he speaks at that church. So I am not surprised that he was speaking at that church. And anybody who is, you're not paying attention. And I'm not. That's not a put down. It's just you're not paying attention. So he's preaching, teaching, speaking, whatever he was doing there at the church. He referenced satanic Jews in a speech denying allegations of anti-Semitism, misogyny, and homophobia after Facebook banned him from a social media platform. Has he spoke out for any of the rest of us for being banned? I mean, when he talks about satanic Jews, based on the context of what he's talking about, are there not satanic Catholics? Are there not satanic Christians? Are there not satanic Muslims? I mean, based on his context, right? Satanic Buddhists? Satanic atheists. Evil people are evil people. There are evil people in every group. There is no 100% perfect group. During his speech at a Roman Catholic church in Chicago, now notice they don't, this is an AP story. They do not mention what church he's at on purpose. They should have. They should have called it out for what it was and who the pastor of the church is and what he stands for. During his speech, Farrakhan asserted that people shouldn't be angry with him if I stand on God's word, also saying that he knows the truth. See, he believes himself to be the Christ. He believes himself to be Jesus today. You just Google it. It's all over the place. Okay? And he knows how to separate the good Jews from the satanic Jews. Now, Farrakhan was invited to speak at the church. Okay? Because he was banned, and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and conservative personality Milo Yiannopoulos were also banned as well. But he said that they were dangerous individuals. Now, Farrakhan's going to turn 86 this weekend, so be sure to send him the proper birthday gift. Now, that's not meant for you to send him anything that will blow up or anything else like that. I mean, a box of dog turd wouldn't be bad. He said that those who think he is a hater don't know him, and they've never had a conversation with him. We don't have to. It's all over the place. The left does it to me all the time. They take stuff I say out of context, things that I've written, things I've said, comments I've made on the show. But they've never called me. They've never asked me. They've never come on the show to say anything. He added that those who hated him before and got to know him came to love him. He went on to say Facebook's contention that he is dangerous is true because what he says, he can be researched by listeners and they know what the truth is. Social media, you met me tonight. I pleaded with the rulers, let the truth be taught, he said. Well, what are you pleading with them for? If you're Jesus, you should be able to make that happen on your own, don't should you? I am making fun of him because that's what he said. Insulted 100%, unless you're brain dead, of the Christian church. Chicago Cardinal Blaise Kupich issued a statement Friday evening condemning Farrakhan's comments and saying that the pastor of that church did not consult with him or other Chicago Archdiocese officials before extending the invitation. This is why I say they need to step up and defrock him. Right, they need to stop putting up with this. I understand forgiveness. But forgiveness is not for ongoing sin. You can't commit adultery every night of your life, ask God for forgiveness, and affect it's all cool. It doesn't work that way. Remember, accepting Christ is not a license to sin. And that's what a lot of Christians believe that. Right? The rhetoric that this guy has, discriminatory, it's just bad. It is bad, and it has no place in American public life. Shouldn't be in the Catholic Church. Right? He goes, I apologize to my Jewish brothers and sisters whose friendship I treasure, from whom I can learn so much, and whose covenant with God remains eternal. Said the cardinal. I'm sorry, I was talking about. Farrakhan noted that Kupich's predecessor, Cardinal Francis George, visited him in his home, had dinner with him, and he met with Chicago Cardinal Joseph Bernardine. Is that it? Bernardine? For those angry about me coming to St. Sabina, how many of you would be angry with me meeting with Cardinal George and with the previous cardinal? See, I wouldn't be mad with him. If he's meeting with them to discuss issues, what's wrong with that? I mean, it's not a biblical statement, but, you know, sometimes you keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies closer. I've met with plenty of people I don't get along with at all. For many reasons. I want to know where they're coming from. I want to know what's up. I want to know what they got going on. Because when people get comfortable to a point, they will tell you stuff they normally wouldn't say. One of Chicago's most prominent activists, pastor of that church, he defended his invitation, saying he's responding to Facebook ban as a defender of free speech. Right. So I wonder if he would let, oh, I don't know, Franklin into his church. Right? Franklin Graham. Doubt it. Hours before Farrakhan was scheduled to speak, officials of the Illinois Holocaust Museum spoke out against the pastor for giving, his name is Flager. I don't want to keep saying his name, though. For giving Hadrian a platform. See, I don't agree with that line of thing. I think we need to see these guys. I think they need to be up close and personal. I think they need to be illuminated. We need to let them talk so we can see the hatred dripping out of their mouth, their ears, and their nose. He can call it whatever he wants. So he can call it free speech. But it's hatred. There's no way around it. And again, the only way you expose it is put them up there and shine a light on them. I wouldn't pull them down from Facebook. I wouldn't take away their radio shows or their podcasts. I would let them shine brightly like they want to. And you're right, there might be some nuts out there that will act or do or think that they're getting subliminal messages from someone. But the only way that people are going to really see, if you keep hiding this stuff, there's a lot of people who don't even know this stuff goes on. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to thank you for letting me into your cars, your homes, your minds. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid over the weekend because I want you back here on Monday. Really, seriously. Do something really cool for someone this weekend. God bless. We'll catch you later.